not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, everybody. I'm Chimene Nugent, and I'm so glad that you're here. Last week, the Supreme Court decided to protect a website designer from having to create websites with messaging that goes against her faith. Joining me now live to discuss, former congressman and combat veteran, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Alan, thanks so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Chimene. Thanks so very much.
So what are your thoughts on that Supreme Court ruling?
Well, I think it was a very good Supreme Court ruling. When you look at the Constitution of the United States of America, the very first freedom that we have is the freedom of religion and the free exercise thereof. And when you look at what the progressive socialist left is trying to do, and definitely June was an example of it, they're trying to make us bow down and worship at the knee, at the altar of their new religion, which is this whole LGBTQIA plus alphabet soup mafia movement that they're creating. So you cannot force people to participate in something that is really against their religion. And, you know, one of the things that they're trying to do, and we have seen this happen out in, I think, Denver with a baker that was out there. We've also seen it in Oregon. We've seen it in with a florist in the state of Washington. I believe also with a photographer in Arizona, is to challenge people, trying to make them go against their religious beliefs for the sake of these same-sex weddings and marriages. And so I think the Supreme Court got it right. First and foremost, the Supreme Court cannot make same-sex marriage into a law because the Supreme Court cannot make law. And that's the whole failure of the Obergefell versus Hodges case in the first place.
So how important is the Supreme Court's latest string of decisions for our overall health of this nation? I mean, this... It seems funny to even say it, but Alan, do we have a country if we don't have borders?
No, we do not have a country if we don't have borders. We don't have a sovereign nation. And that's one of the criticalities, because the federal government, the Biden administration, is charged with protecting every state in the union from invasion. That's Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. They're falling down on that. But this is without a doubt the result of, you know, being able to appoint three conservative justices to the Supreme Court, which angers the left because they have always seen the court as the place by which they can impose their ideological agenda against the rest of the country. We saw the overturning with the Dobbs decision of Roe v. Wade, and it should rightly be a decision down at the state level because it's not something within the jurisdiction of the federal government. So having this court now means that we will have decisions that are made with the Constitution in mind and interpreting the law, not trying to make law, definitely not trying to establish an ideological agenda. And that's why you see these Marxist leftists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, going apoplectic and throwing herself on the ground, talking about now this is the time we need to stack the Supreme Court and add in more justices, of course, so that they can fulfill the leftist ideological agenda.
Finally, they are starting to investigate Hunter Biden, or at least talking about it. But he got a sweetheart deal that, you know, anybody else, if this would have happened to, would have ended up in jail. Come on, man.
Yeah, really.
Thoughts on that?
Well, first and foremost, if you and I, especially you and Ted, if you guys had not been paying your taxes to a tune of millions of dollars, do you think that you get some sweetheart deal? And of course, all three of us are active firearm users, and you know that every time you go to purchase a firearm, you have to fill out a form 4473. And we know that if we lie on that form, it's punishable with up to 5 years in prison as a felony charge. That's what happens to everyday Joe and Jane six-pack in America, unless your name is Hunter Biden. So I think that right now, without a doubt, this precedent that they're trying to establish is not going to bode well. Because think about all the lawyers out there who are going to say, well, why is my client, why is this person sitting in jail when, you know, all they had to do is just not pay their taxes? Why? Where's their sweetheart deal? Why should they be a felon now?
Exactly. What do you think, Alan, it's going to take to bring down this Biden crime family?
I think that you're seeing people from within do this because obviously the message that Joe is not getting, you probably should not run for president again, and they're allowing this to happen. And as you just articulated, the media is starting to ask questions about it. But it should not have gone this far. I mean, if this was President Trump and his two sons, I mean, they'd all be, three of them, be doing the perp walk, you know, off to federal prison, which is what they're trying to do with former President Trump anyhow, on some very, you know, shady indictments and charges and things of this nature.
So what do you think the end game is right now? They're making it clear they want to come after our guns. Do you think they're actually going to go door to door?
They would like to. And remember, we just finished celebrating the Independence Day holiday. And the whole reason why the Founding Fathers stood up was because the British landed April the 19th of 1775, and they were marching inland toward Concord, Massachusetts, to destroy a weapons and armaments factory that was supplying the Sons of Liberty. So tyranny and totalitarianism has always sought to do one thing first and foremost before they could have total control, and that is to disarm people, remove any ability they have to defend themselves. And that's why the Founding Fathers realized that in our Constitution, with all of those First Amendment rights, those are passive rights. You have to have a very active right, which is the Second Amendment, to be able to create a bulwark and to keep an intrusive, onerous federal government from taking away your rights again, which is what, you know, Thomas Jefferson wrote about as one of the main grievances in the Declaration of Independence, the usurpation of all of our rights and liberties by a centralized government. So it is so important that we protect our Second Amendment. It's so important that we continue to file lawsuits against these unconstitutional actions of the ATF, Biden administration, whomever. But Americans need to make sure they understand they have a right to keep and bear arms, protect themselves, especially against all the criminals that the left is releasing back out into the streets.
And those that are coming across our border.
Yes.
Now,
Go ahead. No, you're absolutely right. I forgot to mention that. I mean, they're creating a very dangerous situation that threatens our own domestic national security as well when you're allowing 5, 6, 7 million people to come across this border. And Shemaine, the number of single military age males is unconscionable to me.
I know. It's heartbreaking to think, yeah, we just celebrated Independence Day. And what would our founding fathers say about what's going on right now, Alan?
They would be furious, and they would say, how in 247 years have you completely sought to wreck and ruin that which we established so firmly? And when you talk about your show, Faith and Freedom, that those are the two important components in the establishing of these United States of America. You know, they talked about the laws of nature, nature's God. They talked about inalienable rights that are endowed to us by the Judeo-Christian faith heritage creator and God. They talk about the divine providence that they sought in establishing these great United States of America. And furthermore, they place their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And I think it's time that more Americans start thinking about that, because we are up against just pure evil. That's the only way to describe it.
It really is. I think this is, for me, it's so clear that this is a spiritual war. It's about good versus evil. Speaking of good versus evil, let's talk about the 2024 elections. It seems like the Democrats' plan is they just want to keep backing Biden. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they want to keep backing Biden unless they really see in the tea leaves that the poll numbers are not going to support that. You have a losing team that is there. What they're trying to do is everything to undermine the GOP frontrunner, who is right now President Donald Trump, former President Trump. But I don't think that Joe Biden is going to be able to go the distance. I don't think that he can use the same basement strategy that he used in 2020. And we still have, I don't know, some 400 some odd days. I don't know if he has the wherewithal to be able to withstand the rigors of a full presidential campaign. And he's already showing some very big chinks in his armor, a lack of competency. And America right now on the global stage is a laughingstock. And I know that at some point in time, the Democrats are going to have to do some political calculations. And that's why Governor Gavin Newsom is waiting in the wings. And he's just certainly not any better whatsoever.
What are your thoughts on Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Well, you know, some people would say, you know, he's a lot better. He's a more moderating voice, but he still will be carrying the banner of the Democrat Party, which is now completely controlled by the progressive socialist left. And they don't want him to be in a position to challenge Joe Biden. That's why they don't want any debates or anything of that nature. So I think he has an opportunity to be a little bit of a spoiler. But in the bottom line, I think that the left still wants someone that is a strong leftist, progressive, socialist, Marxist as their standard bearer going forward in 2024. So I think he'll still fall short. There are some good things that he says, you know, vaccine, what have you. But when it comes to his national security policy, foreign policy, he's no different from anybody else on the left side.
Well, no matter what they're trying to do against President Trump and bring him down, he's still leading the pack. Who do you think he's going to choose for his running mate?
Well, that is going to be a very important decision. I believe that this will be one of the few times that the vice president decision is going to be critical. He has said in the past that he wants to have a female. I don't think that you should ever try to castigate someone into that position. I think he should be looking for the best qualified person, a person that can help him. And I'm going to be very honest with his the personality shortfalls and his persona shortfalls that people see, because policy-wise, no one can touch him. So I think that he has to have a very, very strong running mate that can prop him up, and he's got to start showing a little bit more self-discipline out there than we have seen in the past.
Carrie Lake?
Well, again, I don't like, you know, throwing the hat and saying that
right.
you want to have a female, you want to have this, you want to have that. But I will tell you that without a doubt, there has to be someone that in the minds and in the viewpoint of the American people, they can step right into that position in a heartbeat. That's the key.
Okay, let's switch gears and talk about what you have going on next. You were getting into politics yourself. Are you going to do that again?
Well, you know, the thing, Shemaine, I see the issues here in Texas. The fact that we could not pass legislation in our last session that would protect the state of Texas from China coming in and purchasing land. The fact that we could not even pass a resolution that says only U.S. citizens can vote in Texas. You have Republicans that they're supposed to be the majority, but yet Democrats were able to outvote them in the House of Representatives and impeach our Republican Attorney General. Of course, the border problem is a huge issue and the property tax issue. That's why I sought to make a difference here in Texas. And we'll see if God lays it on my heart to do it again. But the most important thing is you stay in the fight. You continue to be on Shemaine Nugent's show, and I have my own podcast, Steadfast and Loyal, that people can tune into as well.
And you got to get on Ted's podcast, too. He's got a show here on Real America's Voice.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to lower your standards, I'm happy to be on.
Oh, you, Colonel West, you are elevating our standards, and we so appreciate you and the fight that you know, it takes a lot to get into politics. So thank you for what you're doing, and your wife, give her my best. You guys make an awesome team.
Thank you so very much. And look, when you are a soldier, you take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. That oath has no statute of limitations, so I'll always fight for my country.
God bless you. Thanks so much
God
for joining
be with
us.
You. Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming up. Hey there, Shemaine Nugent here. Thank you so much for checking out the Steaks with Never Ever label. Ted and I absolutely love them. We're like sad when we run out. So we never run out. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine, Shemaine.com.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Joining us live now is Scott Kesterson from Bards FM. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Shemaine, how are you? Nice new intro, like the
Thank
warrior.
I know. You know, you and I have been talking about, and so many other people, you have just an amazing following on your Podbean podcast, Bards of War, and you are truly the tip of the spear and really making such great waves in what you're doing and bringing people along with you and encouraging them and motivating them. What's on your mind right now?
Well, have you seen the new film with Jim Caviezel?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have. Did you see it?
Oh yeah. I saw it the first day it was out. So we did a review. Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers retired and I did a review on it on the show, which would be Monday night. We did that. Great film. And we'll not get into much of the film detail, mainly the main topic, which is this whole issue of child sex trafficking. I think I'm amazed at how many people to this day are still struggling with the idea that this is a real issue and how much denial there is and how much head turning there is to kind of not want to see the truth. I get a lot of feedback from people even now after I've been speaking on this easily since 2012 about the importance of this critical issue, the rising crime of at a world level at a scale we've never imagined. And it's only become worse in the last few years. And of course, this film was originally done 5 years ago. Hollywood blocked it in every way. Disney tried to acquire the rights to permanently bury it. I mean, everybody fought to keep this film from getting out. And they prevailed. And it's truly a combination of their great efforts. And I truly believe there's a real blessing of the Holy Spirit on this because it's impacting people so deeply and so significantly, in particular the men, thank goodness, because we need to start waking up men and getting them involved in this fight. This is not a small fight. It's a global issue. And quite frankly, I think what's most amazing is the size and scale of it and how much of it is here in our borders, right?
When I first went down the rabbit hole, so to speak, a few years ago, I couldn't believe it, that this sort of thing even existed. And Scott, every day I find out more and more. You and I text back and forth a few times a day, at least.
Yes, pretty much,
and
yeah.
You've got three shows a day on Podbean. Go check out Scott's podcast. It's just amazing. And what I love about what you're doing is you start and end every podcast with a prayer. And I love that. And I was recently invited by you to attend Bards Fest. So thank you so much for that. It breaks my heart to see what is going on every day. Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers and you and a few others are sending me texts about kids in cages, Scott. What is happening to this, not just this country? We used to be the greatest country on earth. Now it seems like we are the country of pedophilia and child trafficking.
Unfortunately, we are. And I think that's a really dark statement to what we've become, because we are the number one consumer as a nation of child pedophilia products related, you know, the imagery, the pornography, and it's happening not just in men, but in women. And women are the fastest growing market in the porn industry right now. So this is a really deep statement of the moral bankruptcy of our nation. When you have this transgender garbage going along in our world where they have an open right to start trying to mainstream pedophilia and people are saying nothing, I always put it like this. I think God's giving us a window right now, and it's a window with this film that's giving us an opportunity to stand up and do what's right. But we better stand up and do what's right, because there's no room in God's kingdom for this sort of destruction to the little ones. And there will be judgment and a heavy hand that falls upon us if we don't do something about it. And that's even like in Bars Nation. And we're making a major pivot. And this was before the film, but we're making this major pivot now to building out a national and eventually global network of safe spaces for children, local intelligence cells to track, monitor, and tag and identify the real threats. And then podcasting cells at a county level and provincial level across the world, so that we have a mechanism to transmit the truth out there. And that'll go along with other efforts to support that are on along the lines of what is in the film as well. So we're definitely building out something very aggressive. It says it's the commission that God put on my heart. And the film is just another reminder of the magnitude of the challenge that we face and what it's going to take. It's going to take all of us to stand up to this and finally be human again and start valuing the children for what they are.
When I first saw this Sound of Freedom movie about a year ago, I got an advanced copy and I thought, oh, you know, how are they going to handle child trafficking with in a way that's not disgusting and despicable, more so than it is, you know, so showing anything graphic. And they do a great job. And I think what this movie is doing is opening the conversation for people like you. I mean, if we look at, we just celebrated 4th of July, Independence Day, and it was a handful of people who started a movement who didn't like what was going on. And that's what you're doing, Scott. And I told you, as soon as you told me about this, I went, I'm in. What do you need?
Yes, you are. And I'm really happy you are. We'll get Ted in too eventually. I
absolutely
know that.
What he says is he'll say, well, show me where they're holding the kids or tell me about it and I'll get my hunting buddies together and we'll go get them. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but it takes that. And one thing that I like about what you're doing, well, I love everything that you're doing, but one of the things about this co-mission that you talk about, this co-mission that has been put on your heart from God, this is a mission that you are also doing this with other people, that we can all get involved because nobody trusts mainstream media anymore. So what are the next steps for people who want to get involved? What can they do, Scott?
So right now we're in the initial, and it's going very quickly. I don't want to make it sound like this is going to be a long process, but right in the process right now, kind of mapping out what this network and system is going to look like. But I will tell you this, there's room for everybody in this. So the thing about the film is it highlights one point of its child rescue. But we're working under, which is three points of this, as God has called this, and we've named it as God has led, which is called Operation Vineyard. And this is the restoring of the kingdom. And with that, there's three main pillars of that. There's rescue, there's healing, and there's restoration. So we're putting heavy emphasis on the building of the healing and the restoration network to that. We'll move into the rescue piece kind of in a backdoor way after we get the foundation network set up. So I've already had people emailing me saying that they want to start setting up child safe spaces. Mm-hmm. We have people literally with property and facilities that want to start doing this. I know the Church of Glad Tidings is doing a very similar effort right now on a large scale. We're going to be building out, this is to really make this a national and global event. And this is what's beautiful about Bards Nation is we are everywhere. And people don't realize, and I appreciate all the nice things you say about it. And Bards Nation, which is bardsfm.com, we are in 120 countries. So there's listeners all over the world. And the inspiration is to start getting people. It only takes one. That's all it takes. And as people stand up and start really becoming empowered and realizing that we have a voice in this fight, that we can dictate and direct where this is, and to understand that this is truly also driven on the Gideon model. God is calling his people of the right heart, and it doesn't take thousands. It takes that 300 with the right heart that can overcome the mightiness, what seems like an empire of evil, which it is. I mean, this is, I think the hardest thing people are going to have to come to grips with, which I've talked about, like I said, for years now, is the fact that literally every politician either knows of this or has been complicit in the crime. This has corrupted our boardrooms of our corporations. It's the backstop of the entire Wall Street network. And though it may be several layers back, children are the primary commodity of this world, and it's growing at a rate that's unimaginable. Jim Caviezel said it's about $150 billion a year industry. He says that at the end of the film. To my understanding, it's greater than that. Because there's a lot of this that's hard to track. There was a whistleblower, General Flynn retweeted him recently, or re-telegrammed him, or whatever we call that, recently. He's claiming that there's 8 million, and this is a whistleblower from the Vatican and the upper senior families of the world. He's claiming that there are 8 million children trafficked a year. I think that number is probably accurate. And we have something like 83,000 children that have come across the U.S. border that are lost. No one knows where they are. And this is in the in this melee of stupidity of the liberal wokeness is trying to tell us that this is all for humanitarian issues. And I say this as kind of a plea to the heart, but is also a reason of understanding that there's a consequence coming. If you're one of those that's in denial or thinks that open borders is a good idea, you are complicit in crime. And it's now to start waking up and becoming part of the solution, or I will guarantee you the hand of justice that is coming from the people will strike your door. And it is not going to be kind, because when people start waking up to the magnitude of what's being done to the children, if there's one thing that will unite humanity in a common cause, it's going to be the children. And it's what they in power are most afraid of.
I love what Jim says. God's children are not for sale. Scott, we've got about 30 seconds. Tell us about Bard's Fest.
So Bard's Fest, we had one in Yuba City. The next one is going to be in Fredonia, Kansas. It's going to be the 20th to the 23rd of September. Tickets on that will go on sale the 1st of August. We're in the process of rebuilding our websites right now. Fantastic. We really loved having you there, Shemaine. You did a fantastic job presenting at Yuba City. So thank you. You inspired a lot of people, especially women need to see women like yourself that are strong, that can shoot. That's awesome. And for those of you that don't know, Shemaine got up on stage and shot dead center, like she does so well with her arrow, bow and arrow, and reminding us of why she was able to take down a zebra with a 35-pound bow. So I just loved it.
Yes. Well, I figured if I missed, I could say, you know, we miss the mark in life very often. Scott Kesterson, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon. Bards.tv, Bards.fm.
No. BardsFM, BardsFM.com, or Bards.fm, one of the two. It's good.
Okay, Scott, take care. God bless.
God bless, Shemaine. Thank you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with lots more.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, sometimes we get busy and we don't have time to eat right. I don't know about you, but it takes a lot of time to go grocery shopping. And then you look at all the produce and it comes from other countries that, yeah, they probably don't have the standard of gardening that we do here in the United States. So Ted and I found a great product that we think that you'll love too. And it's made right here in Texas. You put one scoop of Field of Greens in your water and you get a full serving of fruits and vegetables. And it's got antioxidants to power you through the day. Go to fieldofgreens.com and get 15% off your first order by using the promo code FREEDOM. Get another 10% off when you subscribe. That's promo code FREEDOM. All right, everybody, joining us live. I'm so excited to have him here. Conservative internet personality and author of A Town Worth Defending, David Harris Jr. David, thanks so much for joining me.
Shemaine, absolutely an honor. So good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So I know what this feels like. What is it like for you to be called a conspiracy theorist?
It's not too much different than me calling a white supremacist or the head of the KKK. All that stuff is obviously pointless. It's meaningless. It's jargon that individuals that don't actually have any merit in their beliefs, they don't have any facts to hold up their mindsets, their philosophies. It's what they do to just try to shine, cast a shadow on somebody else to hope that other people won't listen to them and won't give them the time of day. So, to me, a conspiracy theorist is becoming more and more of a term that I think people are appreciating, because the rest of America, they're now finding out that us crazy conspiracy theorists were pretty much right about everything.
Yes. Now, here's something that I don't know if you know about, but I'm banned, permanently banned on Twitter, but my husband Ted is not.
What? How is that possible? What did you do?
I don't know. I don't know. But I hear the Taliban has a really good Twitter feed. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it. But yeah. So and then a friend of mine just said that she got a notice when she tried to follow me that it said on Instagram that it said this person posts some things that have gone against the code of IG Instagram. How do you get away with posting what you post? Because I follow you and I'm like, you go.
I have tried to become more selective over the last 6 to 8 months. I've had to become more selective because here's the thing, Shemaine, some of the stuff that I did get strikes for, that I had things removed. It's funny you asked me this. I actually got removed. I got this removed on Facebook today. I can pull it up because I just sent this to a friend of mine. I was okay that I show it. I posted this on Facebook and Instagram, and it basically says it's finally July. It's obviously stick figures. One's got an American flag that is the colors of their body. The other one is the, you know, alphabet soup gang mafia. And it says it's finally July. I got almost 100,000 likes on Instagram, but on Facebook, they removed it and said that it was hate speech. So I'm like, are you kidding me? It's stick figures?
Unbelievable. I saw that, but they left it on Instagram, right?
They did, but then I deleted it. Because here's the thing. Oh. I'm not looking to just get... It's like they have been looking for reasons and ways to take me out. They've taken my reach on Facebook from 2.2 million, where I was reaching 100 million people a month, 150 some months, down to 5 million people a month. It's like they've done that. Thank God Insta still have most of my reach, but it's because I try to be selective over what I'm posting, because we have to play by their rules. They've made it really clear. If you don't play by their rules, they'll kick you out. Doesn't matter how much hard work you put in, how much time you put in. It's their platform, their bias, and we know it. And so you either play by their rules and get your audience to another platform like you are here, where you can say and do and show what you want, or you risk getting taken out. It's kind of, that's all there really is.
Yeah. Okay. Let's switch gears just a little bit. How has the LGBTQ agenda, well, we know how it's progressed and we know what it's come to, but what can patriots, Christians do? Because we need to do something, and our hands are tied here on social media. So what do you recommend that we do?
Well, there's a few things, Shemaine. We must. When we have kids in school, we have to know what they are learning. We need to make sure that the lines of communication are open with our kids, that they feel safe sharing with us anything that's taking place, that we investigate their homework, whatever they're, you know, given. We've got to do those things. And then I think we also, as parents or grandparents, we need to be on the offense. We need to be the ones that are promoting the right type of tools, if you will, materials for our kids to read and gain an appreciation for, which is exactly why I just wrote this new book, A Town Worth Defending, with Rowdy the Raccoon. It's a brave book. Brave Books is doing an amazing job of giving us as parents or grandparents something to put into our kids' hands that we can trust, that we know is going to support and encourage the values and the characteristics that we hold dear as patriots and as Christians. So Rowdy is looking at his town. This posse of possums is taking over all these towns and destroying them, stripping away their freedoms, their civil liberties. It's a lot like what's happening in America right now. In a lot of cities. And so Rowdy's on this journey to rile up and awaken his fellow citizens of his little town and say, A, let's understand and appreciate what we love about this town, and B, let's fight for it. So it's a patriotic book for this patriotic month. Parents and grandparents can get it at bravebooks.com, and they actually can get it free if they sign up for the Freedom Island Book Club. Parents and grandparents will get a book every single month that will support values that we support. And I love that it gives the parents an opportunity to sit down and enjoy something with their kids. There's workbooks in there in the back of it, that little section where they can work with their kids and talk about what they love about the book. Create the atmosphere and the opportunity to encourage those things. It's so amazing. I love the book and I love the whole series.
Oh, that's so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's next for you? You've written a book, you've got popular podcasts. What's going on next?
So, Shemaine, I'm actually, I'm going to go see The Sound of Freedom this week. The fight to expose and stop sexual trafficking, human trafficking, especially with what's with so many of them being children. It's such a heavy thing to know about and to know what's taking place. And it's something that I've actually been championing through a business that my wife and I started back in 2013. The cause component was to support nonprofits that fight sex trafficking. So we are actually in the process. We're going to be launching in a couple months a new company. The cause component is going to be to support two amazing organizations that are close friends of mine, Yako Bouyans, Victor Marks. They've been fighting sex trafficking for 20 years, and that we are all partnering together on something that I know is going to be absolutely amazing. I'd love to come back on and share it with you, but that's going to be the focal point. We need people aware of what's happening, and with a business twist that I think people are going to appreciate. But we got to fight. We've got a nation to save, a country to save. Add that to all the rest of my speaking things that I do. I speak around the country, and I'm just nonstop going to champion and fight for this nation. We got a country to save, and God's children are not for sale.
I love that. I've seen the movie, and it's when I first heard about it, I thought, how are they going to do this tastefully? My previous guest, Scott Kesterson, talked about he's on a mission, a co-mission with God. We all need to band together. And I know Yako and Victor, they've been on my show before, both of them. And I love what they're doing. And we need to fight for our kids every day. I pray for the safety of these children. And if we've got an open border like we do in Texas and other states, we don't have a sovereign country. And no. I don't understand how people can support this administration that isn't closing the border. It's opening up for child sex trafficking.
Yeah, the director Eduardo of Sound of Freedom. I watched one of the interviews with him and Jim Caviezel, and I'm looking actually to have Eduardo on my podcast soon. But one of the things that he said in the interview, he said for this administration to not take action on what's taking place at the border means that they are either complicit or they are willfully turning a blind eye. And either one of those two things is a negligent or responsibility that every American should understand they need to be held accountable for. This open border situation
is abhorrent. In Nazi Germany, they had people were singing loudly so that when the trains passed their homes and people are screaming, the people would just sing louder, play the piano louder. They're complicit. If we don't do something about this, it just breaks my heart. So I'm in. I'd love to help. And please let me know whatever you need. I will help out in any way that I can. And I definitely love to have you come back and talk about it.
I will, Shemaine. I'll be honored to. Thank you so much. Honored to be in this fight with you and Ted. Love what you do. You love your stance, your boldness, your courage. We need that. It emanates and it ignites. So keep on doing that. We need you.
I have a message for you from Ted. He told me to tell you that our founding fathers would be proud of you. They would.
Tell him thank you. They're proud of him too.
Thank you so much for all that you're doing, for being bold and brave. As Esther 4:14 says, we were born for such a time as this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're going to lighten things up and talk about chemtrails and 5G. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, one of the keys to healthy living is clean water, something as simple as clean water, but we don't always have that. Just ask Flint, Michigan, or East Palestine. Ohio, I found a water treatment system that can be easily installed in a home or an apartment and quickly, and it tastes good. We've been using Century H2O water system and love it. It removes harmful toxins like lead, fluoride, cyanide. Why is cyanide in your water? Pesticide, arsenic? Come on. Sulfates, nitrates, bacteria, vinyl chloride, PFAs, PFOs, pharmaceutical VOCs, and so much more. And it enriches water with essential nutrients like calcium, which is good for your bone and teeth structure, and magnesium, and nerve function as well. So clean water is really important. Go to CenturyH2O.com and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. All right, joining us live now, activist, filmmaker, and creator of Spiro EMF Protection Clothing, Matt Landman. Matt, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Shemaine. I'm so happy to be back on your show.
Love having you. So tell us, what is the latest and greatest with 5G and chemtrails and all of that?
Well, for one, there's a lot for both of those things, but the Biden administration had a leak about a week ago, and in the leak, a document said that they were testing with dimming the sun officially. And then when they say testing, that means, you know, to what degree is that? We see the lines in the sky almost every day. So they're up to no good. And the 5G keeps on rolling out. And the two are very intimately connected, because EMF fields actually break down the blood-brain barrier to let the toxins in. I like that you had that water commercial just now, because everything is environmental, everything, and we can talk about that.
You know, what are your thoughts on what happened in the Michigan area with the wildfires? We don't know what happened, but a lot of my friends there have been sick and coughing incessantly.
Well, there's a document from 2001 called the Tropospheric Aerosol Program, released by the Department of Energy. This is just before 9/11, and it's in March of 2001. And I encourage people to look it up. You can find it on my website, actualactivists.com. And in this very wordy document, they talk about geoengineering, administering aerosols, chemtrails, and then using those chemtrails to lay things on top of forest fire smoke to administer stuff into the air. So when you have particulates in the air from fires, you can lay chemtrails on top of it, and then they're more easily breathed in. So a lot of people have been contacting me. I have a very large Facebook following. Please find me at Matt Landman on Facebook or social media anywhere. People reach out to me all over the place, even at my email, frankenskies@gmail.com. And they talked to me recently, even today and last week, about the smells that they're smelling. Yeah. It doesn't smell like wildfire and what is up. And I think that we all know, I mean, those that are in the know, especially if you've seen my movie, Frankenskies.
It's unbelievable. What's the end game? They're trying to kill us, right?
Well, end game depends on your level of knowledge, you know, where you're at with it all. There's a transhumanism agenda, which is like a battle between good and evil, light and dark. You know, it gets really biblical. Or you can say 15-minute cities in the New World Order, you know, dystopia. Or you can just say control, greed. You know, why does Bill Gates gobble up farmland, and why are certain farms droughted out and gobbled up by big ag? It's consolidation and control. Control of our freedom, control of our sovereignty, right? Control of our destiny, our future.
It's unbelievable, and it's so heartbreaking. I'm so grateful that there are people like you who are brave and bold and putting that information out there. Do you have any new products that I don't have that I need?
Well, when you were traveling last, you said that you were being sensitive to it. And I've got EMF's sleeping bags and EMF. They're all silver lined clothing, and it's new technology. And basically the silver protects you from the EMF radiation, just like a t-shirt would protect you from the sun. So you mitigate your exposure to this light that's all around us, coming off our cell phones and cell towers and whatnot. And I've got new version cell phone bags. I know you have one of those, and that's great to mitigate your exposure and not be tracked and traced and all that. And you can find all my stuff at S-P-E-R-O, SpiroGear.com. Also, I've got grounding mats, which is very important. But if you're going to be traveling, I would love to send you a sleeping sack, because you never know the environment that you're surrounded with. Oh, and I have to tell you that there's studies on EMF showing mold toxicity goes up 600 times. So the EMF bombards the mold, it reacts, and then it creates all these crazy mycotoxins that it wouldn't before. So I know that's right up your alley.
Maybe that's why I'm more sensitive to it. But I know when I started traveling when I was in California, I didn't feel good. I couldn't sleep. It was awful. But I'm definitely going to go to your website and get that. Matt Landman, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Shemaine. Thank you for bringing the truth to the people that need it.
Oh, God bless.
Bless you.
Okay, guys, it's been heavy, but I've got some good news. My new book, Killer House, is finally out. It's available on Amazon. And the first day we released it, it was number one in two different categories. And we've got some five-star reviews. I'm just so excited about it. So Kay Smith says, well worth the read. I've heard about mold. I've heard about toxic mold, but have been blessed not to experience it. Now, I had no idea how much damage it could do to a person's body or health. The knowledge and information shared in this book is well worth the time to read. Thank you so much. Tina says, best book ever. Are you kidding me? And Brenda said, this book is a God. She says sent, but I'm just assuming that she meant to say godsend. Thank you so much, everybody. I am just blown away. I'm so grateful that it's hitting a nerve with people, that it's waking people up. If you have allergies, your kids have allergies, please, please get this book. I'm not just trying to sell more, but I'm trying to awaken people. Like Matt said, I even have a chapter on spiritual warfare. Ted writes in it. Rocco writes in it. I have some other people writing in it about their experiences. And like these people said, it's definitely worth it. So I'm saddened in a way to have to share this information with you. I lost my home and my health to toxic mold, but I'm grateful. I'm living proof that the human body has an amazing ability to heal, thanks to God. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please go get my book, Killer House, and leave a review. I'd love to see that. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. I will be here every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. I hope you will too. I've had a few people say they're in church. That's okay. You can go back and watch it on the replay. Thank you guys so much. As Esther 4:14 says, perhaps we were born for such a time as this. God bless.
It's the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.